Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Monday morning. It's 20 minutes before the top of the hour of 9 o'clock, 72 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings, WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer. You've probably noticed that our very favorite Lucas McFadden is, he has the day off, and that's okay. He deserves it. He has to put up with us, right, Tyler?
Yeah, that's right.
But it is Monday, and Monday is a popular day to get your week started in the right way, and often that includes a good workout. So joining us this morning to talk about the YMCA is the CEO, Executive Director, Kirk Eich. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I'm so excited because I've heard you on the radio, but this is the first opportunity to meet you face-to-face. And I want to start with something that we were talking a little bit about, and it's you know, finding employees, and especially now when they seem to be a little bit harder to find, and a lot of the part-timers are looking for a certain hourly wage. You mentioned culture and other things that maybe a young person should consider when thinking about where to work.
Sure, and obviously, you know, right now, competitive wages, you know, it happened a couple years ago, wages were, you know, the marketplace was increasing and kind of setting the tone. And so, you know, we talk a lot about culture in the YMCA and, you know, what it means to work for the Y. And, you know, we want it to be fun, a caring organization. We want staff to obviously do a good job, but we want to support our staff. And I think that starts with me and how I treat not only our staff, but our members. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, it's be kind, be nice.
So simple, and yet it really is it's a decision that you make consciously all day long.
Yeah, and to listen. I think people were so quick just to kind of jibber-jab.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, listen to your staff and be understanding, be accessible. And so I actually put my cell phone on my business card, and I know when I first started, my staff were like, you can't do that. That's not a good idea. And I'm like, well, fortunately, I'm in charge of that decision. And, you know, I want to be accessible. If a member has a complaint, an issue, I'd rather them, you know, I'd rather deal with something when it's small than when it gets big. And so, you know, I work 24/7. It's part of my job. I'm really the only employee that should work 24/7 because when I, you know, take the job, that's part of my responsibility. And so, you know, take care of your staff, take care of your members. And, you know, we don't always get it right, but give us an opportunity to get it right. And I think most people will be surprised and happy with the outcome.
I love that. You look for that positive intent. You obviously love what you do. You've been in this position for how many months now?
About 14 months.
About 14 months.
I call it the COVID year for me is like a dog year.
Yes.
So it's really 7 years.
I can imagine.
So
we've seen changes within this 14 months. We've seen a couple of branches just go ahead and say, you know, close down, I guess.
Yeah. And so we call it a strategic realignment, which is a fancy word for really saying, all right, we had a number of branches. Could we really, you know, we were talking culture of excellence. It's got to be across the board in our programming with our staff, with our facilities. And so we knew early on that we couldn't operate 16 facilities. So we're down to 11 with our resident camp, Camp Cherokee up at Kings Mountain. So we have 11 physical, you know, plants, and we're aggressively strategically going in and renovating those facilities and putting, I call it sharing the love. So we talk about sharing the love with staff. Well, you got to share the love with the facility too. And I have a lot of Kirkisms, but my other Kirkism is, you know, any profit we have at the end of the year, a third of it needs to go back into staff, a third of it back into facilities, and then a third back into reserves. Mm-hmm. And so I call it my third philosophy. And our facilities really haven't had a lot of love. And so You know, right now we have five projects going on at five different YMCAs. And so
So what's happening right here at the closest one to us?
Yeah, so Charlotte Avenue, which is our historic, it's our original Y. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for me, I'm smart enough to realize, let's take care of the mothership.
I hear you.
Well, I mean, it's Rock Hill is the biggest municipality we have. And I always say, you know, every municipality's on a bell curve. You're somewhere on that curve. Well, Rock Hill is to the left of that curve. We are going up. We have a lot of positive developments going in downtown and surrounding York County. Well, we want the Y to go along with that. Mm-hmm. You know, Rock Hill deserves a first-class A-plus Y, and we're going to get there. It's going to take us, you know, 2 or 3, 4 years. And so we have a fitness renovation going on right now that I would consider it looks like new construction.
Okay.
And I even called my branch director in Indian Land, which is our newest Y. And I said, Brian, I said, I hate to tell you, you no longer have the nicest fitness center.
Oh.
And, you know, that's pretty bold statement. And so I think anybody who comes out to our ribbon cutting on Thursday, July 29th at 11 o'clock, I think they're going to be, you know, I call it the wow.
Okay.
Because you're going to walk in, you're going to go, oh, or you're going to say, wow.
Yeah.
And that's what a great thing.
I love the wow factor.
Yeah, and so we're getting this phase one done. We're going to move to phase two, phase three, phase four, and you know, 3 or 4 years we'll have a facility that really Rock Hill deserves, and that our members deserve.
Well, I am so excited. You, of course, Kirk Ike, the CEO, executive director, you know how to get things done, and we are seeing it happen right here. Of course, you're going to be joining us on a monthly basis so we can stay up to date with all the good stuff that is happening and how it impacts you. So thank you so much. It was a pleasure meeting
you. You're welcome.
We'll do it again on a Monday, a month from today. Sound good?
Sounds great.